appearance yes, in connection with the opening of your latest film in Chicago, right?
Right, Insatiable at the Admiral Theater.
Uh-huh. First of all, tell me, well, first of all, you're going to, I understand you're going to get naked here, right, on the air, right?
Well, that's quite up to you. Would you like me to?
I certainly would.
Oh, well, then let's not stall it.
Certainly. ready whenever you are.
Okay, also, I have a little something to show you, too, that
I'll bet you do.
I'll have to show you my ring.
Your ring?
Yes.
Well, yes, I've heard about your
have
ring,
you?
As a matter of fact.
Do we?
Phew. I'm astounded.
See?
Why, there it is, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you have color radios, full color radios, because careful there, those microphones can be very cold. I want to know what the point is of doing a nude radio interview. Now, obviously, from a personal standpoint, I appreciate the opportunity to do this. However, I guess it takes a lot of imagination on the part of our listeners, right?
That's correct.
I see.
I think you have to keep reminding them that I am nude.
Uh-huh.
And because it is, you know, visual stimulation is important, but hopefully the sound of our voices will take it.
Well, the name of this program, of course, is Zero BS, and I can assure our listeners, this is no BS. Marilyn Chambers is sitting next to me nude. I'm about to lose my voice.
Well, see, that's the point of the interview.
To make me lose my voice?
No.
Okay. No.
But I did tell a lot of people at the Admiral Theater, I just signed a lot of autographs, but before I signed the autographs, I get on the stage and just kind of say hi and mm-hmm. take my clothes off and maybe dance a couple of numbers, and I told them all to listen to your show tonight.
Terrific.
And so they are.
Terrific.
A lot of ladies there tonight.
I was going to say, what kind of people came out to this personal appearance? A lot of raincoats and newspapers?
Oh, absolutely not. You know, it's funny. A lot of couples, a lot of really nice, good-looking ladies, and really a lot of young guys.
Mm-hmm.
I was impressed.
Uh-huh.
And I, you know, it's I don't know if it is every girl's fantasy, but I mean, I would think it would be to be in my position to be up there signing pictures, meeting all sorts of really sexy guys and ladies, and just, I mean, coming in such close contact with them. It's just, I mean, it's a fantasy come true.
Uh-huh.
I love it.
Now, again, the name of the program is Zero BS, so no bullshit.
Oh, I never do.
Tell me, what, are you an exhibitionist? Do you really enjoy this? Are you saying you really enjoy it? Are you at all self-conscious?
Not at all. Do I look self-conscious?
Not at all.
Actually, I feel a lot better without my clothes on.
You do?
Sure. Because
you don't walk around
BS.
Monday through Friday around the house.
I can. Oh, sure. I exercise nude. I can't run nude because my neighbors would have an absolute fit. But I, you know, I have never been ashamed of my body.
I
work on it
that.
All the time, mm-hmm. and my body is my business. And I was listening to your show before I got here,
uh-huh.
and I don't think I'm one of your normal bods. So I'm not ashamed to take my clothes off.
No, I would say you're an abnormally attractive woman.
Well, thank you.
In fact, you have an athletic past. You were a cheerleader. Mm-hmm. Is that not correct?
A junior Olympic diver.
Uh-huh.
And can I show you my muscle?
Sure.
Okay.
Which one? Oh, my God. Look at that. What a bicep. Can I feel that?
Please do. It's on the arm, ladies
and gentlemen. That's incredible. No, really. You're terrifically built.
Thank you.
I'm not
looking for compliments. I was just trying to show you.
I know.
That I do work, you know, I work out.
Is stamina important in your line of work?
Extremely so. I run about 3 miles a day. I live about 8,000 feet. So, as I say, my body is my business, so it's very important to me.
That's true.
Plus, I feel really good. I feel really healthy, and I think that's really important.
Seeing as how your body is your business, to an extent, I guess what you do is a lot like professional athletes. You only have a certain amount of time
mm-hmm.
to do this particular type of acting that you do.
That's right.
Do you plan to forge a career in less sensational pictures later on?
Well, I've only done 3 X-rated films, mm-hmm. mind you. So Insatiable is my third one. I hope to do more because I really, honestly, I'm not BSing you. X-rated films are the most fun of anything mm-hmm. I've ever done because, again, selfishly, it's something that it's a fantasy. I mean, it's really a living type of a fantasy that I can actually live out. And I just finished a film called The Protectors. It's an R-rated film for cable TV. And it's funny because they're starting to make films now exclusively for cable television.
Mm-hmm.
The guy that played Odd Job in James Bond is a kind of a martial arts type of female James Bond. He's in it. And then I'm about to start a film called The Barbarians, which will be another R, hard R is how they term it. Mm-hmm. And but I, as I say, I will do more X-rated films. Mm-hmm. But the stamina, the endurance is very important, obviously, for men. they're under a lot of pressure in mm-hmm. X-rated films. And honestly, I was very impressed, especially with people like John Holmes, and, mm-hmm. and for obvious reasons.
I understand why you'd be impressed with him. Yeah.
But
You have terrific teeth, by the way. I just wanted to say that. I'm being selfish here, by the way. 591-9638 is the number to call if you want to talk to Marilyn Chambers. I'm sitting here getting off talking to Marilyn Chambers, who is naked. Again, I don't really understand, other than the fact that you enjoy being
because
naked.
Because it is unusual.
It certainly
I
is.
I mean, it's fun. What mm-hmm. the heck? I mean, let people at home fantasize and just kind of imagine
sure
what I look
are.
Like. And maybe you can kind of tell them, like, what do you think my measurements are, for instance?
I wouldn't even know where to begin.
Well, let me stand. You can just
okay.
kind of take a look.
You're about 5'9", 5'10", thereabout? 5'7". We're all real close, right? 5'7", mm-hmm. Well, I don't know, 36? 36, 24?
Right, you got it.
34.
Okay. That was
close. Terrific measurements. You're also wearing a very nice gold chain around your waist or
thank
around
you.
Your hips.
Mm-hmm.
And boots for yeah. the kinkier listeners out there.
You don't mind if I keep my boots on?
No, not
okay.
at all. Not at all. I don't think I could handle it if you took your boots off. 591-9638 is the number to call if you want to talk to Marilyn Chambers.
Please do.
Yes, please do. Let's go to the phones right now. Let's see who is on line one. You're on Zero BS with Marilyn Chambers.
Hi, Marilyn.
Hi.
Yeah, I have two things that I wanted to ask you about. The first one is about Linda Lovelace and some of her accusations that she made against Chuck Traynor. Is any of that stuff actually true? Because she said that he forced her to do extreme sexual acts at gunpoint or whatever, but with physical force.
Right.
And is any of that stuff actually true?
Well, see, I've never met Linda. So really, I would never want to put somebody down that, I've never personally met her. But I know, obviously I know Chuck. We've been together about 7 years now. And I've got to say that the reason why I'm here is because of him. I mean, I owe a lot to Chuck Traynor. And honestly, none of it's, he's one of the nicest guys I've ever met. I'm sorry, Chuck, to ruin your reputation, but I really think it's just kind of sour grapes.
You know, she did make some really strong accusations.
She sure
obviously,
did.
You knew this was going to come up in any talk show that you do.
Yeah.
Because some negative things were said about Chuck Traynor.
Some.
Yeah.
It's a whole book. But he didn't react to it. See, she wanted him to sue,
mm-hmm.
and he did not react, so mm-hmm. therefore it didn't sell a lot of books because... I think it was smart on his part.
What do you think about the charges that the type of films that you make, Insatiable, let's use Insatiable as
right.
an example. I saw it a year or so ago.
Mm-hmm.
Does that film in any way exploit either men or women or both?
I don't think so. I personally don't feel I've ever been exploited.
Mm-hmm. What does it say about people, though? Does it treat them as sex objects, or does it? You know, and I know there's a theme to Insatiable that's.
I wouldn't say that's a heavy story, and I don't really
right.
believe that X-rated films should be. I think they should be visually stimulating and titillating, and that's the whole point of them, and that's how they should be. My next film I'm planning on doing is The Erotic Fantasies of Marilyn, which, to me, is where it's at in an X-rated film.
Mm-hmm.
We're all sex objects, let's face it. And personally, I enjoy being, it's an honor to be considered a sex symbol or sex object or whatever. And
what you lead us to believe, though, is that there is very little difference between the Marilyn Chambers on the screen and the Marilyn Chambers in real life. Is that true?
It is true. Because I found out a long time ago, you cannot BS your audience, like we're mm-hmm. talking about right now. If you're dishonest with your audience in any way, even especially on the screen when you're so close up and it's like you can feel the energy inside of a person, if it's not real, gosh, the audience is the first to know. I mean, they can see right through that.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe it's important to be Marilyn Chambers 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, And I mean, I practice what I preach, definitely.
Are you monogamous? Are you and Chuck, by the way, lovers?
No, we're not lovers, not married. He's my business manager, personal manager. Well, I've got to say we're good friends, definitely. But, and I'm not, I wouldn't say that I'm promiscuous or a swinger by any means. But I mean, if it's the right time and the right place, I'm full of fire.
I'm checking my watch here. Is it the right time? We got a show to do here.
Yeah.
Let's take some more callers. First of all, you're listening to 95.5 WMET, Chicago's classic rock. And we're definitely getting our rocks off tonight. 591-9638 is the number to call to talk to Marilyn Chambers, who's sitting next to me naked as a jaybird, wearing her birthday suit. I wasn't sure, by the way. There was a foul-up in communications here. I thought I had to put in a special request a couple weeks back to have you come and do a nude interview. But it's been a surprise,
oh,
like
good.
You said, a very pleasant surprise.
So